Corbin Middlemass with you for Grandstand at Tea right here on ABC Sport. A couple of very special guests. First of all, Kelly Baxter, who joins us from the McGrath Foundation. She is a cancer nurse. Kelly, appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
And Dan Foley, who's made the trip up from Melbourne to be here with us as well. Dan, appreciate you being in the box.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Tell me, Dan, firstly about your story.
Quickly, my story started in May 2024 through a colonoscopy where I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. From there, we went to 25 sessions of radiotherapy and then 15 weeks of chemo. From chemo, I then had the tumour removed and an early ostomy put in. And we'd managed this sort of through juggling Eastern Health, which did a wonderful job, but it's a big place. In a second scan, I then, it was discovered I had another small lesion on my liver, and this is where Kelly came into my life and completely changed the ball game. Having a McGrath care nurse and having Kelly was just incredible. The difference was poles apart.
So 12 months ago, you're sitting there watching the pink test here at the SCG, and that was when the big push basically came, didn't it? Previously, it had been very much a foundation all around breast cancer and obviously support for breast cancer patients. And then last year, essentially, with the support of the Australian government, the McGrath Foundation opened its doors a little wider and essentially said, right, our big campaign now is for all cancer patients. Is it as simple as that, that you were watching along and thinking, gee, I'm in that kind of position. I'm not a breast cancer sufferer. I have a different type of cancer, but that's something that could really aid my family.
Well, it was actually my wife said to us, that would be, what an amazing thing that would be if we had that, you know, that facility available to us. And yeah, virtually, you know, within, oh, it would have been weeks, you know, Kelly, like I said, came into our life, and the difference is amazing, you know, and just to, you know, the virtual seats and all that are so important in, you know, like getting people like Kelly, nurses like Kelly in front of people like me, you know, the better off everybody is.
Kelly, how did you end up in this position? A lot of people out there perhaps that, you know, don't have a background with, you know, medical history would think, well, a cancer nurse is a cancer nurse is a cancer nurse. And yet you all specialise, don't you, in very different areas of unfortunately, this insidious disease.
We do. So as part of McGrath's push to support people with all cancers, my role was kindly funded and started as a result of that. So I look after patients at Eastern Health who have gastrointestinal cancers, so colorectal cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer. And as a result of that, they get access to someone that's able to help them and their families navigate the healthcare system and coordinate their care and support them from diagnosis all the way through their treatment. And it just takes the pressure off the patient, in this case Dan and his wife Simone and their kids, having to sort some of those things out for them.
It's wild that, I mean, I can only imagine the bond between the two of you and something that you've experienced. I mean, 12 months ago, you hadn't even met each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you sit here. I mean, what kind of relationship do the pair of you have?
Well, I've said this to a few people, and one of the beautiful things that Kelly was able to do, and I know this isn't the case because I've been into oncology, I've sat in the waiting room, I've been to the surgery, and I've sat in the surgery waiting room, and, you know, I've seen the system, and there's, it's not just me. There's lots of people who are obviously being treated for cancer. But Kelly made me feel like she was my nurse and she was just there to look after me. And that's a credit to all her, obviously, and just the McGrath nurses in general, I think. But just this incredible ability to... It took the pressure off our family. I can't speak highly enough. And this actually started as... could you write us a letter? Because my contract finishes at the end of 2027 or the end of 2026, and would you just write a letter? And the next minute we're talking to McGrath, and and then it's like, oh, now this has morphed into this and this has morphed into this. But the relationship is, from my point of view, I can't speak highly enough of Kelly. Yeah, amazing.
How does that make you feel, Kelly?
very fortunate, I guess, to work, be able to work in a position where I can help people like Dan. And Dan's story is so unique in the fact that when he was initially diagnosed, he didn't have access to a cancer care nurse. He had to navigate those things by himself. And when, unfortunately, his cancer came back, all of a sudden McGrath had funded my position and it had started. And the vast difference in that, I guess Dan speaks to very well. And from my point of view, I can only encourage people to buy their virtual seat to try and help support more cancer patients through cancer care nurses.
The one thing I love about this conversation more than anything, this is a clear cause and effect between, you know, what we talk about where, you know, buy your virtual seat and everything else as to what it can become. And this is in the space of 12 months, essentially. Kelly, you come on board. You're a, you know, active role in Dan's recovery and helping in helping you on an everyday basis. How is life at the moment, Dan? How are you?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I had a scan. Well, my last two scans have come back clear. Some people have markers in their blood where they can see your cancer levels, and some people don't. In mine, you can see it. So my bloods were clear and my scans were clear, which is great news. And just, I can't tell you the elation after getting a lot of negative to get a couple of positive ones in a row is great. And I've put on 15 kilos as well, so yeah. I feel great.
You look a million bucks. I mean, you're a fit guy. You're a carpenter, you're father of a couple of kids, and then obviously this is, you know, a speed bump in your journey, obviously. If you were to give people advice out there that, were there any warning signs, what can they do basically as a primary step, along with obviously the support for the McGrath Foundation, but what can people do out there that are listening to that thinking, gee, could that be me?
Well, I guess the biggest one is that, you know, the bowel kit for when, I think they give it to you at 45 now. So when that comes, make sure that you do that, which is something that I let go and didn't take care of it as well as I should have. But the other thing is that I think that blokes sometimes don't do enough of is listen to your body. Your body, if your body's telling you something. And one of the things that I found was it was almost sort of through fear of what it might be prevented me from going and getting the help that I needed maybe a little bit earlier than I should have. So, yeah, if you feel unwell or there's something not right or you're lethargic or you're losing weight for no reason, go and get checked, go and get some help, because it's the earlier they get it, the better your result.
Dan, appreciate you telling your story. It's going to help a whole lot of people out there. And I know you're very appreciative to Kelly and the McGrath Foundation for what they've done. So it's a great circle in the way that it's working. All the best with your health. Health, really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks very much for having us. Terrific. Thank you.
And Kelly, congratulations to you. It's so admirable what you're doing in your role with the McGrath Foundation and cancer nurses right across the country. And we'll do our bit on ABC Sport to try and kick it along as best we can.
Thanks so much.